All right, here we go again. Merry New Year, the first one back of 2025. And we're back with another weekly Sheep Farm podcast. This is episode 209. We've had a week off, so you've had a bit of a breather from us, listening to me and this lunatic talking for a while. The format is simple. We'll try and release a minimum of 4 shows a month, although we did have a week off. Lazy bastards. Members get full podcast plus download. Non-members get part one. All new shows are released on Saturdays. But if you want, you can subscribe to the website and you'll get a reminder email when we do launch a new podcast every week. Podcasts are always available at sheepfarm.co.uk. Sheepfarm.co.uk. Go there for the full podcast or part one. But part one of the podcasts are always released on Podomatic and they distribute them to Spotify, Amazon, Audible, Google, although it's YouTube podcasts, I believe now, and Apple. All our backed up videos are also on Odyssey. Since about 2021, they've been backed up there. But I don't upload any to any of those now. There's just too many places to upload. And hence why I'm not on social media. You've got to be on about 20 different social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Telegram.
You don't even know what they are, do you?
I do know what they are, but contact me on this. Contact me on WhatsApp. Contact me on... No, just ring me. Just ring me or email me. Done. Text me. It's done. Yeah. You can join us on Instagram, though. Chris does run our only social media outlet, Instagram.
follow us on Instagram and follow my Gaping Gob sculpture creations on Instagram as well. Mm.
Because I do. Which one upload a year on?
No, I don't. I actually put quite a few on. I'm not trying to sell any of my sculptures, but I just like people to look at them. But I bore everyone to death with all I talk about is either conspiracies or my sculptures.
No, and it's no different from me.
I'm not trying to sell
health
either.
Stuff or conspiracies. Conspiracies. Talking about that, thanks for everybody who's ordering Health Bunker supplement products. Going to be a few changes on the supplements. We're going to be adding new stuff, and I'm going to update the packaging and things like that as well in the first quarter of this month. So we'll be busy bees there. Just going back to last year, although it were only yesterday. We're actually recording this on New Year's Day. We're having a chat with Mark Devlin last night on email. I sent him some information through on someone that we were both looking into. And he said, we're a right pair of sad bastards, us, aren't we? New Year's Eve, and we're just fucking researching.
Every day's the same, isn't it?
No, yeah, matter. Every day's the same. It didn't really make any difference. But yeah.
I've actually, this Christmas, I've had a record. This has been my record Christmas with my sculptures as well. And like I said, I'm not trying to sell anything to anyone. But it's just interesting that 2020, my little pot business took off, you know, and all the shit. But it's got busier than ever. It's weird, isn't it? Maybe it's because the stretched gargoyle striped faces, I don't know. But yeah, I've had busiest month ever. And the busier I get with my sculptures, the less I need to go in the kitchen, which is good.
Yeah.
I just get to sit in my shed listening to... long interview conspiratorial stuff.
It's dreamland, isn't it? It's dreamland for you.
Because I can switch between, and people do send us, thanks for all the Christmas and New Year's messages, by the way. Got loads of nice.
Why did we get some?
Yeah, we got loads, yeah. We can't reply to everything because bloody hell, the thing is with emails, right? I take it quite personally, so I sit there looking at them for too long and it takes up, you know, I can...
Hence why I stopped looking at them.
By the time I've looked at six, half my day's gone. By the time I've tried to reply. But you can, like I said, you can message us on Instagram and stuff. I usually respond to them on WhatsApp and whatever, or emails. But what were we on about then? I forgot what we're on about.
Well, does it really matter? What we're on about? I started talking about how Mark was saying, we're really excited we're doing out on New Year's Eve, apart from researching pop stars and stuff like that and the genealogy of them.
I sat watching Jules Holland on New Year's Eve.
Right.
With my missus. Sort of New Year in watching Jules Holland. Quite enjoyed it.
I never watch TV, so I don't even
Although Bob Geldof were on it.
Yeah, that straight away it's going off.
That were pretty poor.
Straight away, if Bob Geldof's Jules Holland's friend, I don't want to listen to Jules Holland anymore. Merry New Year. I mean, I put that Eddie Murphy video right at the start. And this, I've done a Matrix one.
You've always said that today. Merry New Year from that.
Yeah. It's because I don't like saying Merry Christmas and I don't like saying Happy New Year. So it just, what Eddie Murphy did there just summed it up brilliantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I suppose, I guess everyone who listens to this is slightly confused by Christmas at this point in time.
I'm not confused.
Why,
it's just bullshit.
Why are we doing it?
Yeah.
It is, right, but I've got a 6-year-old, so you've got to do it. You know what I mean? And
oh, yeah, you've got to join in with it a bit.
My nipper likes it.
But the handing out of even more meaningless shite.
One thing I did promise myself, right, was I'd never do the whole, if you don't do this, Santa Claus won't come. Blah, blah, blah. She's already looked, she always, when she mentions Santa Claus, she looks at me like with a slightly raised eyebrow, like, why does Dad not get involved? You know what I mean? I think she knows.
Because this is really important.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're telling your kids lies, aren't you? You're teaching them it's all right to lie.
First lie, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Only under certain circumstances, though, because it's for fun.
it's just fun, yeah.
You get to 7-year-old, 8-year-old, and you realise your parents told you the biggest lie, or the most important thing in a child's life. And then it just dawns on you. Parents are lying bastard.
And that they've brought you up as a girl when you're a boy. Apart from that one. All the way around. I put a video on of Megan Fox on this latest Matrix one, saying how talking to Ozzy Osbourne's wife on one of them talk shows, you know, with loads of cackling women on.
I bet that was fast.
Sorry, cackling women, if you listen.
What did you put that on for? What they're talking about?
Well, because they were talking about how one of her sons likes dressing up in girls. She dresses them in girls' clothes, doesn't she?
Megan Fox.
Yes, yeah, Megan Fox.
The one
yeah.
from Transformers. There's also footage of her saying, "I'm a man." Have you seen that footage?
Yeah.
That's pretty weird.
And doesn't she blood as well? That's just something that way. The vampiric blood. But yeah, so the child's brought up wearing girls' clothes. And it were about him going to school. And Ozzy Osbourne's, what she called, I forget, Sharon Osbourne, says, didn't he get Mickey taken out? And she says, yeah, they laughed at him at first, but he says, I don't care because I like dresses.
Well, probably don't get laughed at anymore, to be fair.
No.
What number episode show is this one for?
This one we're doing now, 209.
Right.
209
encoded, if you switch it around.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I know, because last ones were Bob, and it reminded the actual 208 was reminded me of Bob, because it had 08 at end, and it was
right, about, yeah.
That were a good chat we had with Bob, wasn't it? Really enjoyed that talk with Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, nice book, really nice book.
Yeah, really top guy. Hopefully, once he's got his busy time promoting his new release, his book, which is fantastic, by the way, out the way, we can get him back on again and do another chat about, not necessarily about just about 2020, but more like we do with Mint Sauce Chronicles, where we go through, we're going to go through today. Yeah, just bat about a bit and just talk sometimes at random, sometimes talk about some new stories and whatnot, more general. But yeah, it's 5 years, Chris, since the nonsense started. 5 years, half a decade gone already. Boom, gone.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just at my age, but it has been the fastest time, hasn't it? Everyone says the same.
Yeah, and also though, I mean, the amount of people now. I mean, I've been away for a few days, and the people there I were talking to, you know, they still talk about it like. Well, you know, I'm totally odd one out. I couldn't even have a conversation, as you can understand. Imagine me being in the mix there, talking to people. One thing that did stand out, right, at this hotel that I stayed at, there was several groups of people with kids, and all of them had some sort of behavioural issues, but it was very noticeable that they were adults. They weren't children anymore, yeah? So there were kids there just staring into nowhere. But they're all boys. But one guy there, he had two lads, and they all both had issues.
What did the parents tell you they had issues?
Well, you didn't even need them to tell you, Chris.
All right, right.
One of them were like bloody Rain Man. He came up to me, he said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Dom." And he said, "What's your birthday? What year were you born?" Instantly, he said 55. Didn't even have to think about it.
Oh, really?
He was 55 then. And we were like, "Whoa, what?
How old was he?"
Mid to late 20s. And he talked like Raymond Babbitt as well, right. Or Charlie Babbitt, as it were. I always say Raymond Babbitt. That were actually Tom Cruise, wasn't it?
Do you know what? Yeah. I've never watched that film all the way through.
Yeah, you should watch it, actually. It's quite a good film.
I've seen bits of it here and there, now and again, but I've never actually sat and watched the whole
But there were so many kids, Chris, or not kids, adults now.
Like what, teenagers up to 20s?
But the parents actually told him there was something wrong. Like one of them said he's got ADHD. And the way he spoke to him, like you could tell, you know.
Strange, isn't it? The question's never asked. Why?
Never asked.
They keep saying how many more is going to be by 2050, et cetera. But like, it's the same with the cancer, isn't it? They keep talking about it, but never... and saying how many there's going to be by 2050, but never saying, why could that be? There's never a long discussion about why.
Nobody wants to enter that conversation, Chris.
No. I might have said this before, so sorry if I'm repeating myself, but obviously where I live, AstraZeneca is, AstraZeneca. And I know someone who works from only on administrational side. And I didn't know that you knew this. I might have known it and just not forgot, but I didn't know they were a jib jab company to start with. It was cancer, mainly cancer research. So where I live is near with the big hospital. And since I've moved here, that hospital has grown. It's like a city now, right? Mm. And a lot of it's AstraZeneca research.
Weapons of kill.
So they bring out a jibber jab that they've never done before. Mm. And for the last 5 years, they've been expanding the entire hospital with cancer research. I'm not saying that they knew. But you do have to
Chris, someone knew.
You do have to question a bit of it, you know, just even just on a very low rudimentary level of them expanding, bringing out a jibby jab, rising turbo cancers, and they're never going to cure. Like you, I remember you saying years ago, they're never going to cure it because it'll destroy it. Well,
I remember having an argument with somebody. Well, it would have been a business partner, which is probably why we're ex-business partners. He was talking about charities, and I said, well, it's nonsense. We were in telecoms, right? And I said, you give away, thinking you're doing some good, free iPads to schools, for instance, right? Mm. And you're actually frying them, and then you give it, you're raising money for cancer charities. I said, it doesn't make sense. Oh, no, that's nonsense. They're going to find a cure. They're going to find... I said, then why would they find a cure?
For what they invented.
I went through all of, this is going back to I can't remember now, but I remember going around in circles.
Even most people, even who aren't lunatics like us, and everyone listening to this, you're all lunatics, by the way. If you're still listening to us, you must be a lunatic. But even people who aren't lunatics like us a lot, most people say, they've definitely found a cure. They just keep it quiet because of the money. You know, most people say that, don't they? Even just as a sideline.
Yeah. Is there a cure, or can they just turn it off?
Well, if they invented, well,
you know what I mean? You've just turned it off. They've inserted it into, again, like the coding. They've inserted a new coding in. And I've said this before, that cancer cells are immortal cells. Now, as soon as you start bringing words like immortal in and eugenics, you start seeing that the eugenics program is looking to live forever. That is the dream, isn't it? Even with having a laugh about it today, weren't we, about the film Cocoon? And when I said to that guy when I were away for a few days, go on, you say it anyway.
Why are you getting me to say it? What's Cocoon? A black man.
Yeah, but what's a who calls somebody Cocoon? A racist guy with a stutter. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is all these films that have been made about what. Longevity and living forever, even vampire films and things like that. Mm. That is their dream, living forever and living well forever of these elites. And they're going to test it out on us. And that's why I don't buy the... Not everything is bad with eugenics. Not everything they insert into society is bad. They don't publish it. They don't push it. I'll use vitamin C as a prime example. I get people emailing me saying, ascorbic acid, it's owned by the same companies. I agree. It fried my head. It was the only thing that made me feel well going back 10 or 15 years ago. And I'm thinking it's owned by the same companies, Nestle and all these other companies that sell shite to us as well and poison us. But not everything they make or sell is bad for humans, sadly, whether you like to accept that or not. It's the truth, right? Because eugenics are going to be positive sides to it. We don't see or feel them because they're not published to us, the positive sides to it, you know? The Queen Mother went for ozone therapy. She flew to Germany. It was in the newspaper. I've got newspaper articles about it.
I remember Madonna as well.
You try telling people about ozone therapy, they'll tell you it's a toxic gas and you shouldn't be anywhere near it, right? But it exists. It saved my life. That and high-dose vitamin C. And I'll still get people telling me that high-dose vitamin C ascorbic acid, sodium ascorbate, whatever, is toxic, and it's a poison. It's not really vitamin C, you know, and that's fair enough. You know, if you don't want to use it, don't use it. I'm not, no issue with any of that side of it. I'm not forcing anybody to do something. I think the argument is, Chris, that people say that they make billions out of all these products, when in reality, it's all these small potatoes.
Well, yeah, compared to the big pharma.
1.4 trillion or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing, is it?
No. I know places that are getting shut down for giving IV vitamin C therapy to treat big C. And they're stupid enough to publish what they're doing as well.
All right, saying it can help with a big C.
But exactly. They're stupid enough to publish it. And these are doctors and people like that. It should be more like Fight Club.
You need to be in a cellar like Frankenstein.
It should be more like Fight Club. Where on our advertising, we only put that we do up to 25 grams, I think it is, of vitamin C, 30 grams. We don't put massive doses of vitamin C on there. It's just when.
But even just that comment, what you're on about there, isn't it insane that you can't just say what you want about it? You should be able to say what you want. Well, it's insane, isn't it? The stranglehold of Big Pharma, I know it's obviously an old hat, but the stranglehold, it's just increased, hasn't it, over the last 5 years? It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah. There's also been stuff done about vitamin D, about it being rat poison, which is, they do use it as a rat poison, right? One type of vitamin D. That doesn't mean to say it kills humans. If I drunk 50 litres of water now, whether it were purified water or chlorinated water, it'd probably kill me, right? So you've got to look at it in context and look between the lines. The context is they give rats massive doses of vitamin C. Their livers don't work like ours. They can't process vitamin D. They can't process vitamin D like we can. And it basically thins the blood that much, they bleed to death, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't work the same in humans. It doesn't work like that in humans. And it only kills 50% of the rats. Most of them don't die from it.
Yeah.
Do they use vitamin D3 to kill rats? Yes. Does it harm humans? No.
Well, grass doesn't hurt cows, but I wouldn't eat a lot of grass, would you?
Well, again, anyway, we're going. If I ate 5 kilos of sugar, I'm sure it'd do something wrong to me.
The point you're making is it's like us sat on. We were just discussing before we came on. I was going to say I'm about to buy a new computer because mine's knackered. I don't even know how old it is. It's got cracks in it and it barely started. We use, and then you're like, am I going to get an Apple one or a Microsoft one? You know, we know these companies are sinister at best, but we use these things, don't we? You know, it reminds you of that, you know, that Monty Python, what the Romans did for us kind of thing. These things are here and we do use them, you know.
We're in the system, sadly, whether we like it or not. We're in Tron, whether we like it or not. We're in it.
We're in the coding. Interesting one. Yeah. Someone sent me a guy on YouTube, I forgot his name. What's that guy called? Someone sent him who listens to Sheep Farm, a fittest flat earth guy. And I saw some of his videos are bonkers, but he was saying Steve Jobs is John Lennon.
Right.
And you know what, if you look at him, he's got the same nose, he's got a very similar face, and then you've got the Apple logo, and then you've got the Apple with a bite out of it.
Yeah. But is that the thing that we talk about where there's just a tribe of people that look like certain people all the time? They're doppelganger type characters.
Who knows?
But
going back to being interesting.
Yeah, going back to being within the matrix and not of it. You know, you've got to pick out things that that are useful to you, and ignore the other stuff. You can't. What are you going to do? Whip yourself with nettles every time you buy something or do something that we're surrounded by it. We can't. There is no escape from it. Look, we've got to stop thinking there is, because there isn't. That's not me giving in. You know, we are part of this, whether we like it or not, you know?
Well, it's like the Wi-Fi and the 5G thing. Where are you going to go?
Yes. Well, all this technology we're recording this is recorded by the very same people that fund World Economic Forum, you know, BlackRock and all these other people. If you look at we're using a system called Restream at the moment, but it's running on bloody some Microsoft nonsense probably, and some other stuff that
I'm also on a Microsoft computer.
So
on Firefox, looking at that 666 Google logo.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Starve yourself to death and then they win anyway? Try and enjoy your life best you can.
You just gotta get on with it best you can, isn't it?
I think so. Talking about getting on with it best you can.
I will say this though, there is certain things you cannot do, which is take a jibby jab when they offer you one.
Well, right. There's certain,
those are things you can do.
I'll run the scenario, right? That company that put that additive in to the food additive in cow food, right? I agree. Don't eat that stuff. But do you know what? In most of the other stuff you're eating that have got dairy products in, there's probably another 10 or 15 additives of some nature in there, whether you like it or not. Stuff that's been sprayed on the ground and they've eaten, you're eating that. So stuff that's not necessarily been added to water, but it's fallen in the water, you're eating that. Toxins from paint, you're breathing them in at home. What I'm trying to say is you can go insane.
Yeah.
You can only control what you know. Yeah, you can go insane like I did.
Just live in your basement. or just drown it all in red wine like I do.
Yeah. But
there is options.
Yeah. But that company that makes the purest form of vitamin C that you can buy. This is the irony behind all of it. So what it'll do is it'll put people off using that company and not buying the best product that you can buy on the other side. Yeah. I mean, they've also got an organic side that's fantastic. You know what I mean? This is what you've got to tap down to now. So do you boycott all of their products or do you just boycott that one thing?
King Sausage Fingers sells the organic stuff in Waitrose, that Dutchy stuff.
Yeah. So do you boycott his, or do you buy, if you can, buy his stuff, you know? Do I support King Sausage Fingers of the dark side? No. People say, well, you're funding him. I'm not funding anybody. I'm looking after myself and my family, you know? Because if we are funding everybody, whether we like it or not, with every pound in his pocket. What a way to start 2025.
All right, whinging bastards, are we?
Yeah, a pair of old whinging bastards who don't go out on Christmas, New Year's Eve anymore. just email each other about genealogy of people. Yeah. didn't your missus call you a miserable northern James Hunt?
What it was, my missus is super paranoid about everything. She's always worried she's upset someone or something.
You're a good person to be with, then.
Yeah. Hey, if I were a proper gaslight, I could drive her nuts, honestly. But I say proper.
As opposed to slightly nuts.
Yeah, just a for a proper one, not just like a half-hearted one. And I forgot to bring it in because we were actually laughing our heads off last night about this because she was going on about something. I just feel bad. I said, look, you need to rein it in and stop feeling guilty about things because it's a waste of energy. And she said, you shut up, you stupid, what was it? Shut up, you miserable northern C-U-N-T. I'm just trying to be nice. I'm just trying to be polite. That were it. Shut up, you big northern miserable C-U-N-T. I'm just trying to be polite. I said, that doesn't go in a sentence, Lou. You big northern C-U-N-T. I'm just trying to be polite.
It's like my missus now. We're recording and she's shouting me. I can't answer her because we're talking, right?
She know where you are?
Headphones on. She went for a walk. I told her not to come back. No, I didn't. She went for a walk. And I said, I'm going to do some recording. She's come back and can hear her shouting.
From the other end of the house.
Yeah.
I always shout back. What you say? You don't like people shouting you from the other end of the house? You know, you just hear.
It's like, give me that teacher off Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
It's like that. So you are miserable. It's good that she gives you talks.
I'm
going to
say,
like
the abuse I get from your side and her side is phenomenal.
You must feel really bad, Chris.
Nice, placid guy.
Yeah. Limp wristed, arty farty twat.
Go on then, what we got?
I don't know what we've got. Or a couple of we got an email, and we won't mention any names, but we got an email about somebody, it might be better to talk about it on here, actually, about they're having a nipper about childhood jabs.
Ah, yeah. Someone emailed Sheep Fam. Yeah. I emailed them back, actually. She was saying they were having a child. You know, he's totally over the fence. His missus, you know, listens to what he says. Very similar situation to me and Lou, actually, when we had Sis. Right. And like I said before, when we had Sis, so she's 6 and a half now, they were really ramping up the anti-vax thing. And we obviously know now why they were doing it, because they were building up towards the jib jab. But they were going really heavy. And the advice I gave, because even though I were never going to do it, you still need to reinforce that thought process. So I watched the Vax films and I showed them to my missus. There was two, I think there's one out at the time, then two, and then there's a third one now. But watch the Vax films, they're on Rumble. Because I don't know, they give you a realistic view. I remember at the time I was painting the house. I went into nesting mode. And I was painting the house and I was listening to the parents rundown of...
did you wear dungarees?
Yeah, I wore dungarees and shit, Chinese at cardboard boxes.
Yeah, did you put like paint and put it on your missus's nose?
Yeah, all that shenanigans.
You've been arty-farty and that. You've got to follow it through like a film.
Yeah. Or did you come home and say, are you finished this yet?
Have you finished this, you lazy, miserable twat?
But yeah, I mean, that's what I'd say. Look at, because when you're watching parents, and they give you a realistic version of reality. Never mind us, because I don't know.
Well, I mean, I used to baggle your head with it all dinner and tell you about books. You can't read a book.
You need to see. Well, I'm not saying you need to see, but seeing parents talk about their kids is. I mean, once you've got that information, you can't not have it, can you? No. And also, I was watching. What is it the other day? RFK were on VRSF, Steve Kirsch's thing. And like I said, I don't agree with everything they said. Steve Kirsch got jib jab. And I don't agree with everything about... I mean, what do you think of RFK? What do you think that old
I said 4 years ago that I don't trust the guy. Not because he's... Simply because of his background as a ex-drug addict, the type of institutions he went into.
Well, I mean, you can't blame him for being a drug addict.
No, hang on a minute. No, it's not that. So he's got the family. He's got the institutions where a lot of them institutions he went to were known MKUltra operations. You've got him coming out and steering everybody down the autism route of vaccines, which I don't think that's the only thing. One that causes them or one of the main problems of vaccines. So there are many more in there. Never mentions anything else apart from autism. Just hang on a minute. Another thing, like all these people, they'll get you and grab you with one of these areas where, so he's dragged all these the class as anti-vaxxers into, and then he wants to bomb shit out of areas. He's onto climate change. His family fund the tools that throw yellow paint everywhere, you know? So you can't go along with just one thing when the two other, and probably all smoking guns there. These people aren't working for us. We know that. Whether we like to accept that or not.
The interview I heard with him, I couldn't disagree with anything he said. But like he said, he's behind the climate change. He's behind the bombing of children. So, honestly, I can't help but think it's all just a fucking WWF wrestling show, you know, when you see it. And I think he was used to bring in a certain crowd of folk, wasn't he, into
100%. It's a fringe magnet.
Political, yeah.
It's a fringe magnet.
I mean, you can live in hope, but...
No, I can't. it's not that, Chris. It's quite blatantly obvious that they're not in it for us. Yeah. It's not going to change anything. They're not going to change anything. So they can talk about it, but they're not going to change it. So it's irrelevant.
I mean, is there an argument though, Fatty, that like you said, MKUltra? Is there an argument that he thinks he's doing the right thing?
Quite possibly.
Who knows?
Possibly.
Is it possible there is actually factions at the top where you had the blah blah blah? And it, maybe, but if there is, it's not how we're told or how it's described.
Well, he's spoke about other stuff as being a child who were taken down into underground bunkers and massive, like just towns under there, basically. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know.
But again, is it more fringe magnet just to draw people in?
Well, to make him look real. Now he's on TRT, which obviously or some kind of growth hormone as well. He's got a good physique with, say, he's a 70-year-old or whatever he is.
He's jacked, isn't he?
Yeah. They take testosterone replacement therapy, don't they, or growth hormone.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. Just like a lot of these people now are on this Ozempic stuff and the other stuff. And the Ozempic stuff isn't a hormone. It's obviously, but you don't just lose muscle fat, you lose muscle as well. It degrades your muscle. So a lot of these people have to go for facelifts after as well.
Because if you lose weight naturally, your weight goes, and then if you've got no weight left, it'll go into your
losing muscle. Weight's simple. Yeah. Eat less. Do more exercise. It's easy.
I'm guilty of not doing that.
Yeah, it's easy. Unless you've got some strange condition where fresh air makes you put weight on. But what I mean is that's all you've got to do. Yeah, I mean, cut one meal out and burn more calories.
Yeah, when I used to go to the gym, I read that it was just if you lose an extra 400 calories and eat 200 less, you lose X amount. It's literally an equation, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we're on a plane and kids were eating bags of sweets, right? I'm talking a big bag of sweets. Stop the ears popping, if you like. But they were munching them all the way through the flight, munching crisps, chocolate, all this. We're not meant to do that. Yeah, we're not meant to do any of that. And I'm sure over Christmas, people have done that as well. You know, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just saying we're not meant to do that. That's not what we're meant to do.
I eat a bag of Haribo every now and again. Yeah.
I didn't put this video on the Matrix. Well, it were Haribo. But Haribo, look, if you look at the calories, just calories alone, let alone the toxic shit that's in there, look at how many calories are in there. Uh-huh. Yeah, and what they're going to do and where it's stored after. Anyway, I saw there were a video of a guy driving a car through some sort of office or a car showroom in America. And he got out in a bit of a porker. And I don't know why he'd driven it through. He must have had some vendetta against the company. Just driven it through front doors, took front desk out and everything. Luckily, nobody were there, right? He got out of the car, took his thing off and started shouting at everybody and his phone and stuff, then walked out at the thing. But the guys that got up, not necessarily to confront him, but to turn engine off car and all that to make sure it were all safe, there were about four of them, and every one of them were obese.
Right.
Every one of them. So the driver was, and all this is in America, and all four of the guys that got up were all obese.
Yeah.
Talking about autism and stuff like that, and you've got Donald Trump saying they're going to, you know, change people's health and what have you, then he's advertising McDonald's.
Blatant advertisement.
Advertisement. Anyway, yeah, we've been talking shite for half an hour. We haven't even got onto it. One article, one comment on YouTube. I don't really read YouTube. I mentioned this to you yesterday. It was quite an interesting one. It wasn't a bad one. I don't like that. I'm not calling anybody out. But Chris and Chris and Dom produce a great product, but seemingly have no idea how to properly market and promote it. Being so restrictive in having members / patrons only content before building an audience is commercial suicide. The biggest and richest content providers do so for free at the front end. Rogan, PBT, that's Patrick Bet-David, Mr. Beast, etc., do not charge for access to content. Past time you guys wised up, and I say that from position of appreciation, respect, and hopefully encouragement. And I don't take anything bad about what anybody's said there.
No, he's actually right.
But I'll use a phrase. I don't give a fuck. Personally, right, and we take piss out of you. I call you Alan Brown Sugar because you're talking about your sculptures and stuff like that and business. Right, I'm really Alan Brown Sugar. I've been in business all my life, right, promoting, pushing, going for it, all that type of nonsense. This is the first thing I've done that we said when we set out. If people listen, they listen. If they don't, fuck it. You know?
Yeah. He's right in everything he says. We don't commercialize. 100%.
Yeah. It's consciously we don't do it. We don't do it consciously.
I have to talk you out of it a lot of the time. But yeah. We even could get guests on that we know would boost our listenership, if you like.
Yeah.
We always decided just going to go with the flow and see what happens. Yes. Just let it happen on its own.
Also, we could push ourselves, go on other people's podcasts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And promote our podcast.
We don't need to do really that. No. We're not in it for brass. We're not in it for money.
Not in it for that. We're in fortunate positions where we can do this and we don't need to get paid for doing it, if you like. You know. So.
And we decided at the beginning the £2 a month thing. I mean, that just helps pay all the costs, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, also, I can't say people were annoying me, but people were pestering to donate money. And I'm not somebody who wants something for nothing. And I understand why people want it to donate. And I'm not knocking anybody who runs their podcast on that way either. But for me, I didn't want a donation. I'm not a charity. If ever we needed donations, we'd ask for them. But we don't need donations. I don't want it to run like that. I'm not saying this is the perfect way, by the way, but most of our shows are free to air anyway. That all the Huxley stuff, all that deep presentation stuff that we do, we release all that on there, and we do like a 2 or 3 hour podcast every week, and half of it's free. You know what I mean?
£2 a month. I buy a t-shirt from T-shirt.
But Joe Rogan doesn't have members because he gets paid $100 million a year or $100 million a contract. So he doesn't need to do it. does he?
But it's an interesting world we're in now, isn't it, when you think? And I don't think this could have been part of the plan, where you can now choose what your content, instead of, you know, just TV, with the podcast world, if you like, you can now choose what you listen to and choose who you throw some couples of quid at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, you know, if people can say, oh, they're just in it for... But I listen to people that I really like, and you can help them out, you know what I mean? I bought Ed's book, actually. You bought Ed,
yeah, from The Outer Light. Tune into The Outer Light. Fantastic. I think he's on other channels, Clown World, isn't it? I'm going to have to put his...
Mirror World, that's it.
What a guy he is. Fantastic. I would like to talk to him, to be fair.
He didn't talk to anyone.
No, he didn't. He's a bit like me, really. But
you don't need to, though.
No, does he bollocks?
Some people function well on their own.
Yes, and he hosts his show on his own with laughs, deep thought, you know, all of the content. He does it fantastically. Where he puts himself over, But going back to this guy's comment, seemingly have no idea. Believe me, I've got an idea out of market stuff. I've just got no interest in marketing this. No. What we do is fine. However many people listen to it. That's it. No interest in marketing it. I accept what you're saying. I do. And also the members, patrons. It's not like I've got millions of members. Mm. You know, I'm not interested in building an audience up. In fact, this is however many people listen to this is too many for my liking. I'm not interested in being famous. And if you equating me to Patrick Bet David and or us to Patrick Bet David, that's that clown who interviewed that woman who'd been in that MK Ultra thing. And I listened to that. I don't know. I've tried listening to him and I can't listen to him. The guy's, I just can't listen to him. And I can't listen to that pygmy guy who's on there who just basically shouts at people. Just can't listen to him.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. He has to have a big chair.
Anyway, let's not slag off other people.
Yeah. Well, no, they're not in the same. We're not in that field. We're not in their world. I'm not slagging him off. I'm just saying Well, it might have been Patrick Bet David, but he's not going to give a shit about me anyway.
What did you think of the Esther Hansen story?
Well, I've actually got that on one of these images to put on.
I looked at some of the old stories, right, from the moment when, let me have a look, I took a picture of them. From the moment, going back to December, that would be not last year, year before. Damon Stranson reveals lung cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
28th of December. Damon Stranson shares how long she has left to live after lung cancer diagnosis. These are different headlines. Damon Stranson says her lung cancer is in stage 4. It's all over. It's very quickly. Estran says she's joined a sister dying clinic. So you're going into 19th of December 2023 there.
Mm.
Stage 4 in May 2023. She's joined the assisted. What I mean is, you can see the narrative, can't you? Opening up.
Yeah.
You know, every few months. And then she's, you know, Estranson shares cancer update as she tries new drug in bid to delay death. So she didn't want to die then. She wants to delay it. So if you, do you know what I mean? If you want to get rid of yourself, why would you get a drug that.
Well to me. Right, I bet I've not looked into this drug, the wonder drug. Thanks to wonder, how many times have you heard that? That's never materialized. The wonder drug. I have more time than I expected after my lung cancer diagnosis. My mortality has led me to a revelation, and it'll cheer you too. So I haven't read the story or anything, but it's just an advert.
You don't need to, do you?
It's an advert. So she's been telling people to kill themselves. Mm. Now she's got a wonder drug, but she's only just started this wonder drug. She didn't even know it's going to fucking work.
And now she's already elongated her life, so now she don't want to kill herself.
Now she don't want to kill herself, but she's told a lot of other people to kill themselves.
I mean, it's a proper timeline of bullshit, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, she's advertising two things. She's advertising
the assisted dying bill,
suicide, and then actual politically, legislated suicide, and a new wonder drug.
And she's never addressed. I mean, was she a smoker? If she wasn't a smoker, why she got lung cancer?
Mm. Why is lung cancer going up even though half of people smoke?
Well, I was talking to somebody on holiday. Again, when I were away.
Do you reckon it's Stranson's a bloke, actually?
Yeah, a goofy one.
or can eat
an orange through a tennis racket, yeah. I were getting people coming up to me telling me about their health problems. I wasn't even talking to them. Or the kids, what were wrong with them? What a fucking weird experience. I gravitated
towards. Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I'm a clue, Nick. I'm a clue. Nick would as well. Odd, yeah. This lady telling me she had Big C, telling me her whole life story. And I'm thinking, well, why are you telling me this? I don't even know you. And I said to her, look, we run a clinic and blah. This was after. I didn't tell her before. And you need to look into ketogenic diet and high dose vitamin C. It's like some people, vegan diet works for them, right?
No, but what you're saying is that people are gravitating towards you to talk about health things.
Yeah, it was odd. No very reason. Odd. It was quite blatant as well, because I don't go out my way to talk to people about anything like that, because I've got nothing in common with these. I keep myself to myself. But
I've got nothing in common with these.
Those, yeah. People listening will know the score.
Yeah. I know what you mean, but
anyway. But yeah. Okay, what's the first one? You told me about this the other day, and I hadn't seen this yet. The guy that shot that.
Well, someone sent it to me on Instagram. And I immediately sent it to a load of other folk on Instagram.
Yeah.
But then I thought I shouldn't have done that because I hadn't checked it. I just saw this picture.
Well, it's quite a famous picture of Lee Harvey Oswald with a burgundy jumper on and a white shirt.
What I mean is, I didn't know who the picture was real, was the guy.
Well, of that guy. Well, it's definitely, well, it is that guy. But whether the jumper's been superimposed on with his white shirt, I don't know. But yeah.
But they're basically wearing exactly the same clothes, Rosemary's Baby style.
Yeah,
and look like they've been led in the same way. It's interesting. I mean, someone's if it's real. I mean, is it? You have to be. The thing is, these days, nothing. You can't trust any photo anymore, can you?
No.
Or any video. We've literally reached the point where.
Even the copper on the left of it, or the right of him, similar is wearing tie. A similar sort of suit.
Yeah,
and similar tie.
Well, but no, then again. But then again, we do know these things exist because of like the Rosemary's Baby Kate Middleton pictures. Yeah. That was ages ago.
And
you saw her come out live on the news with that dress on. So that existed. So it's not out of the realms.
Isn't that with that guy's sister who did that?
Who was that now?
Yeah, I forget what it was called, but it was his sister who did all the dresses for him.
Yeah.
Weird story, man, isn't it? Again, is this some sort of an energetic connectivity? These, I'll call them bloodline entities, link up, not unknowingly link up. Does it just happen because they are part of that same? That's why.
Well, one thing I have been thinking this past week is, well, how much, even though we were already nuts before COVID, but how much you've learned over the last 5 years, how much your mind's changed over the last 5 years. But I do think, just as an observation, I do think that the veil is lifting, fatty, you know. I do think there is a veil change. So much changed. Because the stories and stuff in the news now are so obviously bullshit.
They're only bullshit to you, who already was...
What I mean is, have they become more obviously bullshit, or has my mind changed over the 5 years? And I'm seeing things more blatantly. Yeah,
I'd say probably a bit of both.
Like that shooting, just to talk about that shooting, that guy we're on about here, who shot that health guy, insurance guy, wasn't it, in America. That story was it was on the news in the evening. And then within hours, they've got the bullet casings, which again reminds you of the Oswald carry on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You've got the magic bullet casings with it. Why would they release all that information immediately after someone's been shot?
Well, it started happening after them shootings, like the Las Vegas one, for instance.
But what I'm saying is, when it seems like a false flag, dodgy shooting, that's when they have all the information immediately. And I would hazard a guess that 99% of shootings and all this weird shit that happens is fake, I think. That's why
it depends what you mean by fake.
bullshit.
Because we use the word think. We don't know. I mean, people get knocked off, don't they? He could well be some kind of agent, MK Ultra agent that's been programmed to fucking go knock that guy off for some reason. Maybe he was talking about stuff he shouldn't have been talking about. I'll put it another way.
I'm immediately suspicious when something gets that much attention. Well, how many people are shot in America?
Well, there is that, and also that they've got all the evidence already wrapped up in a nice little bow. Right?
Oswald style. Yeah,
that doesn't mean to say there were no shenanigans. I'm not saying.
No.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was a total. Different types of false flags, isn't there? Types of media.
I just thought of this fact. Was that a message to the people who actually hold the smoking gun? to the jib-jab damage and stroke deaths in America are actually the, what they call it, aren't they? The insurance companies, as Ed Dowd goes through.
Maybe.
Was that a warning to the insurance companies? Maybe don't be releasing them figures quite as openly as you used to do.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly.
Or are we just fucking nuts?
It's not about being nuts. It's about having a conversation and theorising stuff. And it doesn't mean to say that just because you're questioning, what is slightly odd is that they had the case wrapped up within hours.
Is this all about
that if you think you can do something, general public, this is how quick we can catch you?
There could be 10 different reasons they did it.
Of course they could,
And then you had people shouting, oh, we're glad he shot him. He deserves to because he was an insurance guy. Yeah.
A parasite, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Then there were another story saying that they were bringing out a ban on, drugs to keep you under sedation when you're having an operation. They weren't going to pay. And there were all these stories were immediately there, weren't they?
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. But there's no reason. As far as I know, I might be wrong here. I've not heard a reason as to what is given why he did it.
No, you do shit off after a while, don't you? Because it's a waste of...
No, what I mean by that is that there's no... He didn't have... let's call it a manifesto. He didn't say, well, my grandma should have been paid out and she never got her money type of thing, and it basically killed him because he didn't give her money and he was in charge of it.
Well, there was some story about him having a bad back or whatever, but he was a rich kid as well, so there were no financial...
That's what I mean. There was no reasoning behind it, were there? No. But this next picture I'm saying, one of these post office victims are called of. So he was one guy who lost his livelihood. I think he got locked up. I forget his name. Lee Castleton. He was locked up by the state for fiddling the post office on that. System that they used. Said he'd been fiddling it. He stole 25 grand. I think he got locked up. Certainly had all his business taken off him and lost a load of money and lost all his friends and stuff like that. Because the post office, if you think, local community. And a lot of these guys and women and mothers and families and kids that went to school got that much grief from it. It's not like, you work 10 miles away and you do something wrong. You come home and nobody knows where you work. You're right in the center of the heart of your community. Mm. So these people were ostracized. They weren't spoken to. They had bricks thrown through the windows, death threats, all sorts of stuff. Some of them committed suicide. Et cetera. Anyway, this guy's been given an OBE for being a whistleblower and he's accepted it. And he's dancing through that park there with his wife, happy as Larry. Oh, great. Sausage fingers has given me an OBE. He don't realise it's the same bastards that fucking screwed him over.
Yeah, he should have fucking wrapped it round their head.
You should have told him to shove it where your sausage fingers can't fit. Yeah.
Yeah, that, you're right. That's exactly what you'd say. Are you frigging
joking? Yeah, you're in mind.
Yeah. You'd let me suffer for God knows, 20, what is it, 10 years, was it?
I don't know what it was. Well, it's 25 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now he's been given an OBE and he's there smiling. Like
he's got some
lottery.
Cash. Has he got paid out?
I don't know if he's been paid out, but he's got lottery.
Good to know, OBE.
I tell you, without that, even if I were just Mr. Normal, who were going to give me a bloody OBE, I'd have told him where to shove it, like that black guy did, that poet.
Yeah. Bastards.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, do you know what? I've no fucking sympathy for him now.
Oh, no, I mean...
This is how stupid people are, though.
This is how they get people, yeah.
But going back to what we were talking about before, this is the things where you say no to.
Yeah.
They're the things that you say, no, I'm not doing that, mate. No. Insanity.
What was OBE for going to prison?
I don't know.
Losing all his money.
Talking of royal family, William, have you seen pictures of him lately? I mean, look at him there. He looks like Steve Ovett.
Is that Prince William?
That's Prince William, yeah. She's... Totally bald, apart from the side, pattern baldness, like you.
Not you.
He's even got three strands like you.
No, though. I've got more than him. I can still come.
Yeah, you have. Yeah,
I can come back.
Yeah,
come back. He looks like a Sith.
Yeah, but apparently he's the one that's healthy.
Is he doing a Ozempic?
He looks like he's doing a Ozempic.
Again, just that Ozempic thing, Fatty. If you look in the Fail Online, it's always mentioned negatives, positives. It's always advertised.
There's two in there. We'll talk about that in a sec, but there's two, or probably maybe in second part, second hour. Sorry to that guy on YouTube, but there is a second hour. I apologise. But yeah, it's tongue-in-cheek, that, by the way. I didn't take what you said as annoying or all. But yeah, he looks absolutely terrible.
That don't even look like him.
He looks thin as a lat. Well, again, we know there's lookalikes, don't we? So,
Might be feeling guilty since he murdered his wife.
I knew you'd like this one. So this guy's wrote, back in June, yeah, these astronauts left for an 8-day trip to the space station. They've been stranded ever since. I'm glad they thought ahead and picked their Santa hats, a Christmas tree with ornaments and candy, or they wouldn't have had any festivities at all.
Yeah, but they might have a...
AI thing on it.
No, we have a Christmas box in the attic. Maybe they just got one in the space station.
Yeah.
And they dust it off every 12 months for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I reckon that is.
Yeah.
You just go get Christmas box out and get it out. And
don't forget, put your air gel on, love, as well.
What a weird story. So they got there and they were up there for 8 weeks and they've been here for 8 months or something.
Yeah. Yeah. ISS crew.
How do they get in the food then?
I don't know, but the odder thing is, Chris, that the International Space Station is Russian.
But we hate Russians.
No, not the space station Russians.
Not
just space the Russians.
Just normal Russians, not space.
What space Russians? All the space twats. That's what we are.
Russians from outer space.
Yeah. Yeah. What meteorites when they're tinging on the side of the.
You know, I saw another picture, and I think it might have been part of the Christmas celebrations. They had I looked at the food they were eating, so they were sat having, it looked fucking disgusting.
Floating turkey drumsticks.
But they had, one of them was a bag of pepperami slices.
Nice.
You know, like the one cheap ones for pizzas. Yeah. Yeah. So they take, one of the nutritional options is a bag of pepperami slices.
It sounds as boring as my diet.
There were a bottle of ketchup there as well. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And how come they haven't run out of food? Did they take enough up for 8 months? For an 8-day trip.
I know, that's what I mean. So, and if they can't rescue them, right, and they're ferrying food up there, can't they just jump on that and come back?
Yeah, maybe Bill Gates has got some sort of floating greenhouse that they're just taking micronutrients out of.
Nothing about that bullshit lying space station makes any sense. Do you know something else I've noticed about those space stations? If you look at them, they have a funny look about them. Possibly looks like they're just hung upside down. But
why would it look like that? Why would it look like it's just a load of pipework bolted together? You know, like your drainage system underneath your sink. Why would it look like that?
Why would they not finish the walls? Yeah,
why wouldn't it look cool? You know, why wouldn't it?
Well, and also all those wires, you could just snag them and pull them out. You know, why is it not finished?
You just catch your arm. Oh fuck! I've pulled that off.
Decent plyboard. Yeah. You'd be fucked on there. You
clown. I'd be knackered. As soon as I turn around, pull our wires out.
But you've got that ridiculous woman with that ridiculous hair up like that. It didn't make any sense, would it? You'd put a hat on or something.
I might get our last to do her hair like that.
Imagine how uncomfortable it'd be. And also, something I've noticed is, you know, on the trousers, they have these certain, and I think it's for the, you know, the wire work they do. Because they've got these, if you look at the trousers, they've always got these little weird straps around the trousers.
Yeah.
And I think it's something to do with the wires.
You're telling me they wear strap-ons?
Is that that's the famous guy, isn't it, in that picture? That fucking knobhead who said we would go back to the moon, but we lost all the information. Is it some?
Oh, is it that guy that's sort of hosted? Is that the guy, John?
Him
Rich?
The left, left hand side.
Yeah, left hand side, right. I don't know. You watch it more than I do. Yeah. But I'm glad they're enjoying the Christmas there. 8 months as opposed to 8 days. But there you go.
69 million, and they can't get them back.
Yeah.
So 69 million.
Not just that, eight Chris. 70 or 80 years of 69 million a month. Yeah.
A day, a day.
Yeah. Why ain't Elon Musk doing it? Why ain't he sorting it out?
69 million,
With his cock rockets.
In his Iron Man outfit.
Yeah. But his Tesla. Why don't you just jump on that Tesla that's floating around?
Because it's all bollocks.
Let me see what videos I've got. To see us out for this hour. I did load a few videos up. These are from... that's it. I want to play... I've got the video, about a minute long. It's a transvestite guy going into a shop, right? Now, it's quite a big guy, right? As you'd say, it's muscly. It's quite a big guy. He's just growing his hair blonde, right? Black roots coming through it with eyeliner on. And he talks like a bloke as well. He's got a deeper voice than me. Probably bigger dusters as well. Anyway, I play him anyway. He's having an argument because this guy, young kid, poor lad, called him sir.
Bastard. Evil bastard.
What an horrible kid he is.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down. Mind your business. Okay? Ma'am. Once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was a general.
Right beforehand, you fucking said sir.
Sir? Okay.
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a fucking sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize now.
I need your corporate number. Because I'm going to call them and talk about how it was misgendered several times in this store.
I apologize for that.
I need your corporate number now. Get it for me now.
I'm going to ask you to calm down and stop cussing.
Give me your corporate number. Well, I'm going to ask you for the fifth time to stop calling me a man, because quite clearly I am not.
And I apologize. I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I will get to that number. Is that okay?
Yes, get it for me now.
I'm asking you to stop cussing.
Get it for me now. I'm not cussing. I'm not cussing. Okay. Give me the damn number now, please. Ooh! Ooh!
What's wrong with him? He looks like that guy out of Silence of the Lambs.
Put the dog in the basket.
Look at Spears, right? He says, you've got to call me a woman, but then tripped into a bloke when he got angry.
Yeah.
And they offered him outside.
Yeah, like bloke styly. Women don't do that.
Did you hear that? He actually called him sir, and that's why we started going like that.
Oh, did he say it again by accident?
Sorry, sir. He went, and this is what happens in Clown World when the lunatics are running the asylum.
Put the girl in the basket.
That's what he looks like, isn't it? I forgot what his name was.
Insane. It is. It's insane. Insanity.
It's all interesting, though.
Yes.
I wonder what 2025 is going to bring. Any
more nonsense like that?
I think, on a positive, like I was saying before, I think the unveiling, and it sounds, I don't want to sound like a nutter, but I think things are getting more and more. I think things are getting more obvious. I think you see more things as you look into these things, but I think things are getting to a point of blatantly. Yeah. And like I've said before, we always wanted the unveiling or the
I never wanted it. I didn't care.
No, the 2020 vision of being able to see through all the bullshit. Yeah, no, I didn't either. But what I mean is, things don't, like you said, it's been 5 years. Things don't unfold in an hour and a half like in a film.
Yeah.
They unfold over 5 or 10 years.
I suppose, I call it being a mature researcher. I don't really care if I wake people up anymore. I did do 10 years ago, probably 15 years ago. It used to make me quite angry that people couldn't see where I could see, blah, blah, blah.
I've never got now, angry about it.
No, well, when I say angry, frustrated, whatever you want to call it, right? But now I just think, do you know what? I don't really care. I don't because people, as you know, and I know, and people listening, people come around in their own time.
Yeah.
If they come around, it might be the last breath and go, oh, we're all bollocks, right? But it might never even enter their head. I don't know whether we're fortunate that it's entered us. I don't know what happens after.
No, definitely fortunate.
We're fortunate. But are we fortunate? I don't know whether we're fortunate at all. It's interesting. There's no doubt about it. And you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. But
Would you rather be Cypher and just go back into the Matrix?
So no, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't, right? But the point is, until this is over, we don't know that being like this is a benefit or not, do we? Nobody does. We can come with theories and what have you, but nobody really knows. No religion. They can tell you about this, but it's only a belief structure. And that's every religion. I'm not picking on one in particular. Every single religion is a belief structure. So you've got to believe it's true.
Yeah,
which totally defeats the whole fucking idea of researching and finding the truth. Because you can't find the truth. Or the end truth, should I say. But anyway, just to finish off this first hour, NASA makes history with closest ever approach to the sun. Talking of a belief system, yeah. NASA's another belief system.
100% belief system.
I mean, look how close that satellite is. Who took that picture from it behind, though?
No, it's a composite fighter because they can't.
No, no, Chris, no. They've got another camera, satellite drone, spaceship following it. It's like that satellite there that just looks like somebody's got, cut an oil drum in half and just throw a load of bits of metal to it with some solar panels.
Well, they've got to keep it looking like the original stuff from the 60s, haven't they?
It looks that way.
Yeah. Like you said before, why not make it nice and smooth and make it look, you know, like designed rather than just strung together with fucking elastic bands and sellotape.
Now, come on, look, it's gone that far and no micrometeorites have smashed it up. No. Travelling at warp speed.
Yeah.
How's that work?
Just after our last one we did, and we mentioned there's always a meteorite floating past Earth. There were one in literally a couple of days after in the Daily Fail. And I think it was the size of a mountain Everest or something. So, you know, we were on about, there's always a meteorite constantly just about to miss Earth. Hmm. There were an entire story about the 12 meteorites.
I'm going to take...
They're all size of a football pitch, Empire State.
Sorry about that. Yeah, go on, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying, there's always a meteorite. I reckon once a month, there's a meteorite just you know, a couple of million miles away from Earth, just going past it.
Bullshit. What happened in 99? Well, that 99, that meteorite, the famous one, won it, Boggs or something. But anyway, I can't remember what it was. But they said he could see it actually flying past and it just missing Earth's atmosphere. Then around time they launched that thing with Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Asteroid or whatever it was called.
Yeah, but got it. Yeah, and I remember Aerosmith did the song for it.
Yeah. I'm going to play this Puff Daddy one, and then we're going to pause and go into part two. And I don't know what the context of his conversation here, but the picture I'm looking at of Puff Daddy here, never liked his face. No, there's something creepy about him that's just fucking creepy. I'm never into his music, even though we were always into black music.
I couldn't name a record he's ever done for.
No.
I'm going to take,
just listen to what he has to say.
Your souls, we have the power. We decide what's hot. If we don't go, nobody goes. If we don't support, nobody supports. We control what's cool. We control what's hot. We control what your kids listen to, what they dance to. We control what's in video games. We control how they wear their pants, sag their pants. We control everything.
Bloody hell. can't argue with that, can you? Where they wear the pants and everything. Why is everyone cheering as well?
I presume it's at some kind of award ceremony, that.
Yeah.
And he's saying black people control. But as we know...
He's saying we control.
Yes. He's making the audience think that he's saying we, as in... The audience, black people, control stuff.
What he's saying is me and my fucking cronies.
Me and the people behind me who are controlling me.
With my FBI set up to record anyone doing any hanky-panky.
Yes. Strange setup, all that stuff, innit? Mark's been talking about that for years, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet nearly a decade he's been talking about that.
Like you said, there's just certain people like him and that other knobhead who's been dragged through it, that Jay-Z guy. I can't name a song they've ever done. Honestly, never. Like you said, it's quite strange, isn't it? Right. As much as that kind of music we like, I've never had any interest in those people.
Well, it changed. But that mid to late, early 90s rap music with Snoop Dogg and all these other people, I just couldn't listen to it. It was just shite.
When was the hip hop? I'm not a massive hip hop guy, but the only hip hop I ever liked was like the De La Soul stuff.
Yeah,
because it was a bit more positive.
Young
MC, yeah, that bloody great, wasn't it? Mm. And I liked Guru, Gangsta,
Tone Loc. I quite liked some of his stuff, but there was nothing in there that even. And things like that. I didn't mind some of that stuff.
Ice-T were quite funny, even though that was the start of the gangster rap thing. But that was early 90s, wasn't it, if I'm getting it right?
Ice Cube, I liked Ice Cube.
That was early 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it was 1980s, that.
Right, yeah. Well, what I'm on about, of course it was. De La Soul were at school. Yeah. Going into the 90s. But Ice Cube didn't take the jib-jab as well. He refused it.
Yeah, and he got a load of shit for it as well.
Yeah, he did. Turned down.
The guys in the 90s that were all produced by the guys in the 80s, from the 80s, a lot of them were.
And then Eminem came out, and I'm thinking, fucking hell, are people really taking this shit seriously? It's just drivel. And it went even worse, just like dance music did.
Yeah, it's got worse and worse.
It's like dance music. Yeah, just worse and worse and worse, to the point where I were in Ibiza once, and I went into a room, and it was just happy hardcore, and there were guys and just running around with dummies in the mouth and stuff. What the fuck's all that about?
Do you know something that always got me? That they hijacked even the word R&B. Yes. Used to be rhythm and blues, didn't it?
Yeah.
And R&B became something like...
R&B became R&B. It wasn't rhythm and blues anymore, were it? Just R&B. Oh, it's R&B, yeah. That. But what's R&B?
Remember, it confuses me even.
J-Lo did R&B. Yeah, you know what I mean?
R&B's Blues Brothers and stuff. That
Rhythm and blues. Yeah.
And soul music as well got hijacked. Yeah. What did that become? I don't even know where it is anymore.
No.
Or maybe we just all Christmas.
But again, then you've got, and again, Mark talks about this. In fact, this is what we were emailing about. I'm not going to mention who it was, because it'd be interesting if he's going to pop it in his book or something like that, or we'll talk about it on a podcast. But they're all white DJs that became famous, that all went to good schools, came from bloodline families, blah, 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 blah. And that doesn't happen by accident, because this is meant to be street music. Yeah, it's meant to be the early days of rap and hip hop and stuff like that were all street music and breakdancing and all that type of stuff. Even though it were all quite obviously, they used what you tend to find that this satanic cult do, they utilize the skills and creativity of the goyim, if you like, because they haven't got that. They haven't got that. But like what they've got. But what they've been is trained to use that talent. Like, I'd say Amy Winehouse were a talented singer, for instance, you know, talented songwriter. She was a talent. And they use these talented people coming through, these maestros, if you want of a better word, actors or whatever, and then destroy them. That's a satanic cult. But what they do, though, they use highly trained, skilled individuals to produce them. Like the Beatles with George Martin, and
spot them and drain them.
We'll leave it at that. As I said earlier, Merry New Year. If you're going to join us for part two, we'll see you there. If not, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.